This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, this is Drew. Thanks for accepting this story of stories that I'm going to share with you right now. So I live in Utah, born and raised here for the most part of my life. And I have a story that happened to me two Christmases ago with my wife. Now, at the time, we were married for about a year, and since our parents live so close together, they only live about a mile away from each other, we had spent Christmas morning, I think this is 2014, we had spent Christmas morning with my parents at their home, which was, like I said, just a mile away, and then we were going to go and spend the rest of Christmas Day with my in-laws, which was just close by. So at around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we went over there to, you know, open presents and have fun with their family or her family. Well, the thing was is that they told us that they had all planned to go to Park City because my father-in-law is a musician. He was playing a show with Kurt Bester in Park City. So they asked if we wanted to go because it was going to be overnight. They were going to play late on Christmas Day and stay the night in a hotel in Park City. My wife and I didn't really feel like going, so we elected to stay home that Christmas night and take care of the dogs. Well, I know that in their house before they moved in, before my in-laws moved in, there was kind of a broken family situation. I don't really know much more than that. I'm not going to lie and say there was, like, a murder that went down there. I don't think there was. And don't get me wrong. I'm not usually a believer in tons of paranormal activity. I believe that there is definitely, otherworldly stuff that happens here. But this story freaked me out, and I'm not usually one to, to believe this. Well, they all leave Christmas night at like 7 p.m. My wife and I are home. It's Christmas. It's cozy. You know, we have two dogs and a cat with us. Well, it gets kind of late, and we decide we're going to go to bed, and we decide to sleep in the master bedroom because their parents are gone, of course, right? And so my father-in-law has a lot of guns, and in his bedroom, he didn't have any loaded guns that I could find, but he did have kind of like a rifle that was not loaded. It was more like a show rifle. So I had that. I felt, I was like, if it, Christmas burglaries are quite common. So we figured that, if there was ever any problems, we'd just use that, whatever, to scare him off, whatever. So we go to bed, everything's fine. Well, and the reason why this scares me so bad is because we had no idea. Like, this is the most unexpected timing for something like this to happen. Christmas night, you know what I mean? So anyway, somebody wakes us up. Something woke me up, and it was the dogs, and the dogs were kind of going crazy at the door. And, or no, you know what? No, because Yeah, they were. They were at the door, kind of moving around, kind of being weird. And this was like 3 a.m. And, and dogs are only weird if there's someone there, And so I get up and I hear something in the hallway. But, keep in mind that everybody's gone. They're all in Park City about an hour and a half away. Nobody should even be there. And I hear something like somebody walking in the hallway. So I get up and I wake up my wife and say, "Hey, did you hear that?" She's like, "Yeah, I do hear that." And my wife is even more of a realist than me. She's probably a lot more skeptical than I am. We go to the hallway, and the hallway light was on, which is weird because I don't remember leaving it on. I remember turning it off. Hallway light is on, and I look under the door and I see footsteps happening. I see some footsteps. I see like somebody walking in the hallway, but it looked like a shadow was walking down the hallway. And so I thought there was a burglar. And so I said, "Krista, call, get ready to call 911. And I saw the footsteps coming towards the door, and I thought that they were going to start jiggling the handle because I was like, "Hey, this is it. This is a burglar. We're going to have to defend whatever." And so I grabbed the gun and I was like, "Okay." I was like, "If he comes through that door, I'm going to be ready, And the jiggling of the handle never came, and when I looked back under the door, there was nothing there. And so my wife called the police, and we told them that there was something in our house and whatever. And so I, as stupid as I was, I opened the door, and I didn't see anything in the hallway, but we heard a crash downstairs. And so we shut the bedroom door, we locked it, and then we actually crawled out of the master bathroom window, landed barefoot into like a feet of snow, ran around the front side of the house, got into our car and turned it on and turned on the heater to stay warm. Well, the police show up and they look around the house. There's no footprints, no nothing. They can't really claim that anybody was there. They do a thorough search of the house. There's nobody in the house. And then, which we're like, okay, I guess we're just nuts or something, whatever. But then when they left, we went into the house again. They had gone, and they said, you know, if anything else happens, you know, we're just a call away, whatever. We go back into the house, and I do a check, and when I was going around the upstairs, we hear something else in the basement. And we had all the animals with us. And so we're, at this point, we're freaked out. And needless to say, we just kind of decided to, you know, say a prayer to make you feel better, you know, and we just kind of, drifted off to like a half sleep state in the bedroom with everything locked. And, you know, we didn't really get very good sleep last night. Well, when everybody got back, we told them, and some of them believed it, some of them didn't. But to this day, I swear there was something paranormal. Now, I don't think it was malicious in intent or, you know, malicious anyway, but still, it was pretty creepy. But that is my story, and I hope that you enjoy it, and I hope that the listeners enjoy it. Thank you so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.